vasinganzwi zvakanaka kana kunyange vamwe vanodaro vari kudzimba asi ishe wangu Jehovha vasiri kunzwa zvakanaka ndinongonamata kuti ishe Jehovha makataura mushoko renyu mukati pamusoro pezvinhu zvese ndoda kuti munge mune utano hwakakwana vagamuchidzei ishe baba vangu vatsvene mwari makanaka ishe kunyanyisawo nevauya mukati meimba ino tinoda kunamata Jehovha kuti ishe chiti torai tese motipa ishe baba vangu sokushuvira kwatiinako munoziva hana imwe neimwe zviri pakadzika pehana dzedu uyai muzadzise ishe baba mwari wangu ndinokunamatai ndichikukumbirai kuti muchitanga nesu sevhisi ino patakusvika pakuimbwa kwenziyo baba toda kuti mwari ishe wangu Jehovha muburitse chizoro chekurumbidza pakati pedu tikokurumbidzai ishe baba wangu makarurama tapfeka hanzu yokurumbidza baba tikuimbirei nokukushumirai nenzira yamunoda imi mwari ndinokutendai ndinokunamatai ndinokurumbidzai ndinokumikidza kunyange kuparidzwa kweshoko renyu panozouya muranda wenyu ishe baba wangu makanaka kuti azoshumira shoko renyu baba tenderai kuti adzikise ruoko rwake baba muhadyo anaendarama ishe wangu mune mana yamunoda kuti mugogovera vana venyu muzuva ranhasi ndinokunamata nokukumikidza sevhisi ino ishe baba wangu kuti muchitanga nesu nekupedza nesu nemuzita rinokosha zita ratenzi Jesu Kristu anorama nekusingaperi amen.
Hallelujah. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise God. Timbo sumgaites. Tombo imba. Hausungo swedere chete gunari fuku. Tunotena mwari. Praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. Okay, to test. In one accord. Oh, something good is going to. We are together again. Oh, just praising God. We are together again. We are together. Oh, just praising the Lord. Yes, we are together again. We just sorry. Hallelujah. Antetawani time tisinga yok church, right? Tisinga pinde munom church. So tika imba kungeva no futura ganeta, you know. Azuzobde. Tulanya tokuruama uke edu tese. Chirumbidza Mwari. Hanzi David akafara pakanzi handei kuimba yaJehovha. Hallelujah. Saka isu tiri kufara naika kuya kuimba yacho. So tiri kurova maoko edu tichirumbidza Mwari tichiratidza kuti tiri vanhu vakachangamuka. Praise the Lord. We are together again. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. Yes, in one accord. Oh, something good is going to happen. Something is in store. We are together again. Oh, just praising. Let's put our hands together. Oh, we are together again. Oh, just praising the Lord. We are together again. In one accord. Oh, something good is going. Something new. Oh, easy. So we are together again. Just praising the Lord. Okay, just. Oh, we are together again. Just praising the Lord. Again, in one accord. Yes, something good is going to happen. Something new is in store. We are together again. Yes, just praising the. We are together again. We are together again. Oh, just praising the Lord. We are together again in one accord. Oh, something good. Yes, something new. This is so. We are together again. Oh, just praising the Lord. We are together again. We are together. Just praising the Lord. We are together again. In one accord. Yes, something good is going to happen. Something new is so. We are together again. Yes, just praising the Lord. Just give me that old time religion. I want that old time religion. Just give me that old. It is. Yes, just give me that old. I want that old time. Oh, just give me that old. Just give me that old. I want that old time. Just give me that old time religion. And it's good. Oh, it's the whole time. Holy Spirit and the devil wants. Is good. Oh, is the whole time Holy Spirit and the devil wants it. That the reason people fade, but it's good. Yes, just give me that whole time. I want that whole time. Just give me that old time religion, and it's good enough to make you, it will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you are dying. It will start the devil flying, and it's good enough. Just give me that old. I want that old time. Just give me that old time religion. And it's good enough. Oh, it's so good. I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good enough. Just give me that old. I want that old time. Just give me that old time religion. And it's good. Oh, it was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good. Oh, it was good for Paul Silas, and it's good. Oh, it was good for brother Branham. It was good. Oh, it was good for brother Branham. And it's good enough. Yes, just give me that old. I want that old time. Just give me that old time religion. And it's good. Yes, just give me that old. I want that old time. Just give me that old patient and he is good. Yes, just give me that old time religion. I want that old. Just give me that old time religion and it's good enough for me. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Father, that you look on each and everyone that has given Lord Jesus Christ, and let these gifts go before them, Lord Jesus Christ, so that at that day, at that great supper, they will recognize, Lord Jesus Christ, these gifts when they will be waiting for them there. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that is everlasting, that you come and be a blessing to us. In the name of Jesus Christ that is with us here, we commit these gifts so that, Lord, they will be for a service here. For the furtherance of the gospel, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray and ask. Amen.
Praise the Lord. All to God and changing hand. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things insane. Hallelujah. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let's put our hands together. Yes, hold to God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Hold to God. Unchanging hand. Build your hopes, build your hopes on things in turn. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, time is still time. This is transition. Not of faith, no. Oh, faith unmoved can stay. Oh, build your hopes on things in turn. Hallelujah, hold to God's unchanging hand. Brother, sister, hold on, hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things insane. Unchanging him. Trust in him. Oh, trust in him who will not leave you. Oh, whatsoever he has may bring. Oh, if by earthly friends forsake. Was still more closely to him cling. Oh yes, brother, sister, hold some changing hands. Hold on now, hold to God Changing, eh? Build your hopes, build your hopes on things insane. Hallelujah, hold to God's unchanging. Praise the Lord. Timbo Karabas, a special song. Sister Nyashonda Wimbramari. Sure, right now. Handi nyare kufamba na Jesu Shamwari yaka Ini handi nyare kufa Iye Shamwari yaka.
God bless you, saints. I'm going to sing though we are tested. We walk by faith and not by sight. I will rise up to the unseen, the Lord Jesus Christ, for he has promised that we would reign with him. But the only pathway to glory is through suffering. So we count it all joy when we fall in diverse temptations, for it's only to bring us to that perfect place. And though we are tested, although we are tried, peace of mind, for the trying of faith only worketh patience. For in my lowest valley, he restoreth my soul. He gives me the strength to keep pressing on. Times we pray, oh Lord, please take my life. I just can't go on. I don't know what to do. It is in that hour that we find the juniper tree, where that angel comes to strengthen for our journey ahead. For in our weakness, saints, strength is made perfect, and his grace is sufficient for us. Though we are journey ahead. For Yes, he gives me the strength to keep pressing on. In my lover's valley, he restored my soul. Yes, he gives me the strength to keep pressing on.
Let's give God a hand of praise. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Nash. And he's everything to me. He's my brother. He's my mother. He's my sister. He's my father. Praise the Lord. He's everything. He's everything to me. Just keep up. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's a, yes, he's everything. Oh, he's my, yes, my, oh, my sister. Oh, he's a, let's put our hands together, church. Oh, yes, he's everything. He's a, he's everything to me. Yes, he's a, yes, he's everything. Oh, he's my, oh, my, my, yes, my sister and my brother. He's a, oh, yes, he's everything. He's a, he's everything. Oh, yes, he's everything. He's everything to me. He's my, oh, my, my, yes, my sister and my brother. He's a, oh, E-N-T, yes, yes, N-T, yeah. Oh, Jesse, Kwandiri, T-E. Oh, Jesse, Kwa, oh, T-E, Ba, Namai, Namkoma, Me-Anjati, Tie Jesse Kwandi. Praise the Lord. Simkaitense chigadzira kuya kweshoko rashe. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, here I am, laying the presence of the Son. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, here I am, laying in the presence of the Son. Oh, let the rays from the golden cross, yes, shine. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, here I am, laying in the presence of the Son. Oh, let the rays from the golden cross shine on me, shine. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Yes, laying in the presence of the Son. Oh, let the rays from the golden cross, yes, shine. We see the signs. Yes, we see the signs in the air and sky. Time is a tale. Fearful signs in drawing way. So time is a, oh Lord, oh Lord, here I am, praise and sing. golden cross, shine on me, shine. I look and see, yes, I look and see the victory blooming. Time is at hand. The bright tree has been restored. Oh, time is at hand. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, here I am, praying in the presence of the Son. Oh, let the rays from the golden shine on me, shine. The seed has become the seed again. Oh, the seed has become the seed again. The shark has pulled away. The bride is cold and sealed away. For true rapture is it. Yes, oh Lord, oh Lord. Laying the praises of the Son. Oh, let the rays from the golden shine on me, shine. It's harvest time, brother, sister. Oh, yes, it's harvest time. And I must get right. Oh, Lord, hear my prayer. Yes, the stature of a perfect man. That's my desire. Oh, that's my cry. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, yes, laying the presence of the Son. Oh, let the rays. Oh, shine on me, shine. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yes, what can make me whole again? It's nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious, oh, precious. Oh, that makes me white as snow. Yes, no other found I know. Oh, nothing but the blood. First, yes, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. It's so precious, oh precious. Oh, that makes me white. Oh, no, I'm found I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see by the blood of Jesus. Yes, for my yes, nothing but the blood
O mar, open peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, this is all mine. Righteousness, nothing but the blood. Is the flow, yes, that makes me right. Oh, no. Oh, found I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Praise be the name of the Lord. It's mercy rewrote my life. I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Praise the Lord. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh yes, I should have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life, mercy. Oh yes, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen, my soul.
Mercy rewrote. We raise our hands, let's sing it with meaning in our hearts. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Clap offering unto the Lord. We want to thank him this morning for his mercy that rewrote our lives. We were born in sin,
trapped
in iniquity, but this mercy, it rewrote our lives. Now you can look at the devil. He says, Satan, you are too late because of mercy. And we're so glad this morning to serve such a merciful God. Glory be to God. I'll ask Brother Mushandu, as I ask the people responsible for the hand sanitizer, they can just come so that he opens with a word of prayer. Brother Felix. So maybe just we know of what's happening. So before you use the mic, just ensure that Mr. Mafuke Jr.,
Brother
is just sanitized. But we believe God is able to protect us. But we also have a part to roll on the stone. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
Tinzwe shokure munamato.
Katinamatei. Baba wedu vatsvene vakarorama. Ishe Jehovha muri kumusoro kudenga. Baba tinokutendai mangwana ano nemumwe mukana wamatipa. Tipinde mukati meimba ino tiuye kuzokunamatai. Baba tinoziva kuti ndo zvakasikirwa munhu kuti munhu akunamatei. Mwari wangu muri mutsvene, vana venyu vacherechedza musi wesvondo kuti hapana imwe nzvimbo iri nani yavanogona kuva kusara kwokunge vari muimba yaJehovha. Baba wangu muri mutsvene zvinotipa mufaro nguva yega yega patinowana mukana wakadai tainamata zvino Jehovha kuti chiuyai baba musangane nesu Mwari sekureva kwakaita shoko renyu rikati panoungana vairi kana vatatu muzita rangu ndinenge ndiripo baba maziso edu angatadza kuona chimwe chinhu asi Mwari tinozvitenda nezvese zviri matiri kuti baba muri pano chitauraiwo nesu batsirai ishe wangu mumwe nemumwe wedu baba vane mibvunzo ipindurwe kuburikidza nekuparidzwa kweshoko vakaremerwa vaturwe mitoro yavo baba wangu tinoisa shumiro ino maoko enyu tichikumikidze kunyange mushumiro weshoko mumaoko enyu zvekare uye mudziyo wamuchashandisa baba muvape chipo chikuru chekuzviisa parutivi kuti Mwari mutaure nevana venyu tinokutendai muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu
I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Praise be the name of the Lord. Maybe you can just take your seats briefly. Brother TMK.
Brother Kambezo.
He's thanking the Lord for healing him. He was not feeling well. But he is happy the Lord delivered him. We want to thank the Lord so much for that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm so happy to be back in his
house.
I know you are also happy to be in the house of the Lord.
I also
want to greet those that are joining us through live streaming in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a passing phase that we are in now.
We're
going to gather the entire church. And without these protective gears, but in all things, we want to thank God for that. There is a courtship that we want to announce this morning. Brother Belvin Shandu to come up.
Icha Kumira. Brother
Belvin.
Brother Belvin Shandu, Utoyo Kunokumberi.
Baba Shundu, our Yava Puran Munamat.
The father has just come and opened in a word of prayer this morning.
He's around, I saw him.
Varipo, the born brother Belvin Shandu.
Sister Mercy, Makwerere, to come up as well.
Thank you, Sister Mercy. Welcome, Makwerere.
Ndikuna mama wacho, Sister Makosa, vaka tigiria zvavo asi varikufara chaizvo.
I'm seeing Sister Makosa, the mother, very supportive, but she's very happy.
Let's pray for these two. Let's pray for these two. As they caught one another until the day that they come and invite us for their big day. COVID-19 or no COVID-19, still we have the truth. God bless you as you take your seats.
Mungari, akuru pafadzei, vachigara zvavo pasi.
I'm sure it's the joy of every young boy or young girl. To also want to do something which is right like this. It only takes somebody who is mentally challenged not to want to do something that is right like this. Who doesn't want also people to clap hands for himself or for herself? Let's just give a clap offering to the Lord. As we raise our feet, read a scripture. Like we mentioned last week, last Sunday, we continue with our thought, it pays to obey.
Luke 17,
verse
12.
And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As we close our eyes, Brother Javid will pray for us.
Tivare mesoedu, amaishinigetera. Baba, tukutende imangwana anotayamu katime imba enyu. Atai, mfundiso wedu, ibo wamanda, ya mchashandisa, kutawadisu mangwana anu. Mwuroma simbose, zareo nzeve, zewano nzova. Katipangwe chete, baba, tipinde makatime upuwe imangwana anu. Tukutenda itinu, tukutu mprofita. Kutishe kukwaza kushokurenyu, kutzingwa, kumwe ya kaipa. Baba ne amana ngazo kudadze kada idzawo yapana mangwana nana zakareremirwa nemitoro mizhinji yatripurano yemairi mukati mehupenyu huno baba asi ndoda kupedza kweshoko mwari tinotenda kuti pavachabuda pachabuda tisipamwe chete tichabuda tadzikinurwa tafefetirwa tanga nesu baba mugopedza nesu mangwana nana kuti kutora sevaya vaenda kuyema kuti zvanga zvakanaka paanga achitaura nesu mukati memugwagwa tasiya nguva ino mukati mokonyima tsvene muzita raishe wedu nemuponesi Jesu Kristu amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take your seats. What a beautiful Sunday. Amen. I'm sure, yes, I know some are disappointed that they are not here. I think it's good that you are disappointed. It's natural. It's also very good to be in the house of the Lord, so everybody wished to be here, so I do understand if they are disappointed.
But
we
Just pray that the Lord will help us and cooperate with the officers and understand, yes, they might want everybody to come, but we still have to obey and follow the dictates of the law. As we are saying, it pays to obey. But above all, I think let's pray so that the Lord will help us, that this passing phase will pass away so quick, so that we come join each other and pray. So it pays to obey. We continue with that thought. The dictionary meaning, we said last time, so just a quick recap. To obey is to submit to the authority of someone or a company with a law. Or it is to carry out a command or an instruction. Or one might say it is to carry out a lawful order. So we say the countries, organizations, churches, families, we do put regulations, laws.
Zinyika, vanu, masangano, vanupa, mitemo ya vanupa.
So that things can move on well.
Kutizvinhu kana urongwa hungofamba zvakanaka.
Yeah, so we also said yes, it pays to obey, but it also comes with some sacrifices.
Now,
we read a quote where the prophet was saying, full obedience to the word of God will entitle you to the token.
Yes,
he said full obedience, not the part of it. So when we are coming here to say it pays to obey brother and sister, we want to obey fully what the word tells us to do. Because if we don't obey fully, we will not have the benefits of obedience of the word of
God.
So if the word of God says you confess your sins, full obedience to that will lead you to ensure that you get the token. It might be painful even to say don't backbite, that's the word. But if you want the blessings that comes with the word, we've got to fully obey. Yes, going, doing the things of the world, some of them, they are so interesting. We know it's so interesting. But brother and sister, when we, the word says, separate yourself from the world, exactly if you want the blessings of the Lord, we have to fully obey. This body, it wants to enjoy. I'm not so sure if I mentioned it last time. I could have. If not, when I was talking about somebody, a grandfather who visited his son. Yes, and these grandchildren, they were playing this world music. You know, they're not believers anyway. So,
grandfather
then realized this is so foul music. Because, you know, this body wants to enjoy the children, the grandchildren were enjoying. Now, he ordered them to switch off the music. They switched off. After just a little passage of time, the grandfather unknowingly started the playing or singing loudly that music. Said, you know? That's natural. It's nature. But this body should be subjected to the dictates of the word of God. So when we are saying it pays to obey, brother and sister, you also have got to give out or to give in on some of those things. We mentioned, you see some boys wearing three shorts. It might be fashionable. You might be tempted, also wanted to doing that. Maybe you are the only one at school who doesn't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. During that time, it appears very painful. But we are saying it pays to obey. A seemingly lucrative deal shows itself. But we are saying it pays if that deal is not straightforward. It pays, brother and sister, to obey the word of God. Brother and sister, God is always true to his word. If you obey his word, he says he is prepared to bankrupt the heavens, to ensure that he comes and fulfills his word. So I'm inviting you this morning, as you sit around, brother and sister, we want to tap on all the benefits that are associated or enshrined in God's word. If it touches or scratches you to say you need to make things right, go right ahead, do it right, brother and sister. I want to promise you, you will reap the benefits. In the message
of
expectancy, paragraph 10, the prophet says, see obedience, do what he tells you to do. No matter what it looks like, do what he says do, and God will take care of the rest of it. So your duty, just do what he tells you to do. It could be hard, difficult, mind-boggling, you might not understand. But your duty is just to do exactly what he tells you. God will take care of the rest of it. Don't you think, or if the church could only get to a place where we just forget about the routine or whatever it is, just lose sense of time or anything else and just stay with God. Do what he says do. Don't you believe the church needs a spiritual leading like that? We do need that, brother and sister. Glory be to God. Some of those things, yes, we might not understand. But as long as it is him who says do it, brother, go ahead and do it. Glory be to God. Things might be difficult, but go right ahead. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Glory be to God. Almost running ahead of my notes. There was shortage of wine at a wedding. Mary told them,
Maria,
to say, whatever this man tells you to do, it doesn't matter what it is, but as long as the words are coming out of the mouth of this man, do it. Oh, glory be to God. Until the master of the ceremony
made
a complaint. He said, I don't understand you, man. What we know at a function, you serve first the best wine, so that when people are drunk, when you just bring the
Not nice to one. They won't even host their chest
buzz.
But what's happening with you? You gave us the wine that was not nice at the beginning. But now we are right at the tail end. I tasted this wine. I've never in my entire life had good wine like this. He didn't know that it pays to obey. What had happened? Jesus had commanded to say, pour water into the water pot. And that water changed into wine. It's unheard of, brother and sister, to say water turns into wine. But whatever he tells you, go ahead and do it. And it pays to obey. In 2 Kings, brother, 2 Kings chapter 5, there is a story about Naaman. Naaman was a leper. Glory be to God. The main scripture we read, there were 10 lepers.
10
lepers. Now we are coming to one leper here. This one is a special type of a leper. He was the captain of the host of Syria. The Bible says he was a great man. But he was a leper. No. Because he was a great man, he conquered a lot of kingdoms. And one of those, then he took captive one of the young girls and was kind of like an assistant to his wife. Now, as she was doing her chores, obeying what Madam and the Naaman was telling her, she then realized to say, this man, he is prosperous in everything. But he is a leper. But then she said,
but
yes, I know I am your employee, but please allow me just to speak this once. If you live in Israel, this type of sickness, we do have a prophet. Glory be to God. I like the attitude of Naaman for once. Even though he was hearing the words from a maid, he obeyed. And then he said, I'm going to go to Israel. He took his chariot, his motorcade, and went. Glory be to God. The story you know. And then he then came to the prophet. Now, the prophet Elisha, when he heard that he was coming or he's outside, he just sent a messenger and said to
Naaman,
go and wash yourself 7 times in the river Jordan, and you shall be clean. In fact, and the Bible says, Naaman was wroth, was angry. And he went away. He did not obey. Hallelujah. So he went away angry. On top of that, his leprosy was still on him. The reason he did not obey. But one of his servants realized, we have walked or traveled such a long distance, and people are going to ask us to say, how was the journey? He went to the captain, did some obeisance, and said, yes, Oh, Captain, great Captain.
Oh, ini mukuru ondo mukura.
Why don't you just obey the words of this prophet?
Nangamadi kungoterera zvamarayirwa nemashoko emuprofita uyu.
The reason why Naaman was not happy, he wanted the instruction to come the way he wanted.
Chikonzero Naaman asina kufara aida kuti rairo yacho iuye kairo kaifunga iye kuti.
Sometimes, brother and sister, we miss opportunities, we miss our healing, we miss our blessings because we expect God to come in a certain way.
Pamwe pacho hamadanda tinorashikirwa nemaropafadzo, tinorashikirwa nemikana, tinorashikirwa nekupodzwa nekuti tinoda kuti Mwari vaunzerairo nekafungira kuti.
But we are saying this morning, it pays to obey.
Zvinobhadhara kuteerera.
Whatever God says, in whatever form, we are saying we are ready to obey. It. Look at what happened. When Naaman was talked to by his servant and persuaded him, he then went into the river and dipped himself. He could have said maybe on the fifth or sixth time, he could have said, no, this thing does not work because I expected to say maybe at the fifth or sixth time, this hand should be clean. But I'm still saying, I still have got my leprosy. But the servants came and persuaded him again. Praise be the name of the Lord. The prophet says, full obedience to the word of God. If Naaman could have done or dipped himself six times, he was going to go back a leper. But the word had said, dip yourself seven times. So we are saying this morning, we have to fully obey. So when he dipped himself on the seventh time, the Bible says, and came, and his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. So brother and sister, it doesn't matter. It could be painful, but fully obey. Naaman got his healing only when he fully obeyed. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, these lepers, they were looked down, yes, in society. So don't you worry, even if you are looked down in society, but if you fully obey the word of God. Now, if you look at the other lepers, these 10, one thing I like about them, they realized, yes, we are lepers. They were then just told to say, go show yourselves to the priest. Brother, they did not behave in the way like
Naaman.
At least Naaman was told to say, dip yourself into the water, onto the river. At least that's an act that they were, he was doing. These 10 lepers, they were not asked to do anything. They were just told to say, go show yourself to the priest. If they didn't obey, they were going to say, how does this man expect us to show ourselves to the priest when the law says we can only show ourselves to the priest when we are cleansed?
But
we are saying it pays to obey. While least they still have the leprosy, they said, this man told us to go and show ourselves to the priest. We are going to obey his word. So they started walking. No, as they started walking, it's almost like they were rolling on the stone. They were rolling on the stone, Mary and Martha.
Maria and Marita.
Yes, they were told to roll on the stone. They had their part to do. So these lepers, they also had their part to do. Is to lift their legs and go to show. And as they lifted, they started walking. They then realized they were cleansed. So we are looking at sisters, we are looking at brothers who take God at His word. Glory be to God. Exodus 23:20. The Bible says, "Behold, I sent an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee to the place where I've prepared."
Beware
of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. So brother and sister, that's exactly what the Lord is telling us. We should not provoke the angel, but we should obey the voice. We also have got a voice in this end time. We should obey that voice. And when you obey that voice and do that which I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Oh, brother, doesn't it pay, brother, to fully obey? If you obey, brother, if you listen to that voice, the scripture is telling us your enemies are not your enemies, but they become God's enemies. For my angel shall go before you. Glory be to God.
Amen.
But you are instructed, brother and sister, on 24 to say, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor to serve, nor to do their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and to quite break down their images. If you want to get the full blessings, brother and sister, you've got to separate yourself to the world. The things of the world, yes, we are living in the world, but we have to cast them out. They were living in their land, but they were told, don't serve their gods. So we are living in the world, but we should not partake of the things of the world. Once we do that, brother and sister, God comes with His special blessings. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take the sickness away from the midst of thee. Ah, brother, if you are sick, even here or live streaming, brother and sister, these are some of these scriptures where you can pull and show wave it before the Lord. To say, Lord, I want to fully obey your word. But you also said, you will remove, you will take sickness away. I put it before him, brother and sister. God has respect for his word. Remember, the prophet told us, God is prepared to bankrupt the heavens. In other words, he is saying, it is not possible for this scripture not to come to pass. That if you fully obey, you will continue in your sickness. Ah, brother and sister, if you know that God is your God, your Father, you can take this scripture. Try it, brother, and say, Lord, you say you take sickness from our midst. Don't be like Pharaoh when he was asked to say, when do you want the frogs to go? And then he says, tomorrow.
That's why you use the word foolish.
He
was a king. But he was prepared to sleep an additional night with frogs. Why do you want to go away with your sickness? You are just like a Pharaoh if you do that. And the right mental attitude towards end of God's promises will certainly bring you to pass. It is possible, brother and sister. One sister phoned me from the UK. I just want to tell you about the right mental attitude. And it doesn't also matter. So we were talking about reading actually a quote. Where the prophet was the day before he had prayed for a woman who was swollen in the body, and then he pronounced and healed and say, you go with a string and then measure yourself. So the following day, the sister had a testimony that the body has shrunk. Now, so we're reading a quote. And the sister, she's watching over live stream. She had a swollen elbow. And she also believed. If somebody, the prophet is saying, she had a swollen body and prayed for, and then it started shrinking. No, she said, this is also possible. And she forgot about it. The following day, this is her word. She was surprised that there was no more nothing. It was just normal. So it takes the right mental attitude. You will not lose anything. If you have a bad mental attitude, it is only you who is not going to benefit. No wonder why even those lepers, they say, if we sit here, we are going to die. If we are going into the city, we will die. We just take a decision, we go to the enemy. That's the right mental attitude. So you can even say this morning, while the service is going forward, even if it is hard, even if almost I'm being scrubbed, but I'll take the right mental attitude. Reminds me of the story of John Ryan. It struck me, I've read about it a couple of times, but I didn't realize what then I picked. So you know it to say he was blind. And then he was prayed for by the prophet. Now, what surprised me to say when he was prayed, the prophet pronounced that he was healed. This is in the message, faith is the seventh, oh sorry, the sixth sense. Now, so the prophet pronounced that, yes, you are healed. But he then said, but I can't see. Somebody might be saying, yes, it's at variance with, it pays to obey. It depends, brother and sister. The faith that God puts in you. John Ryan. He started talking to the prophet. And then the prophet says, when he said, I can't see. Then the prophet says that has nothing to do with that. Go on your road rejoicing. So he went. Now, I want to believe, while the service was going on, so he has been told, that's why the Lord has been healed.
akanga audzwa ake ari muservice ehe audzwa
so he went to the bench
akabva aenda
kuno I want to believe he had some commotion
ndoda kutenda kuti akanzwa
and then he asked to say what's happening
baba vanzo kuti chii chiri kuitika
verse 38 there was a woman in a few minutes
tikanzi pakauya mudzimai muchikwa chidiki
had a great goiter hanging on her throat akanga
mukumuriro ranga rakakura
pachiwa we was praying for her it went away
profita vachinamata mukumuriro rakabva radonha
so I think there was commotion
ndoda pakaita ruzhapo
muzo then John Ryan asked
John Randa Bavuza
Chicha Itika. What's happening was this commotion because he was blind. I want to believe somebody whispered to him to say just a few minutes there is a woman who had a goiter
it
just dropped off. When he heard that here came John Ryan back pushing through the ashes coming back again. He said you taught me
and
I was healed but I heard a woman with a
waiter
it fell down. Glory be to God. I like it. So they started talking with the
prophet.
He said if I was healed couldn't I see? The prophet says you will see. When God showed me a vision that you are seeing, it has to happen. What confidence the prophet had in his heart. He knew that says the Lord will never fail. And here comes also a man.
Oh yes, no murumo.
A blind Roman Catholic.
Murume chikatorika sikuona.
He is also challenging.
Ari kupikisa onyaye.
To say what then should I do?
Kuti go ngaita seni nyaya mataura.
Then he said, but I said the only thing to do is go on your road just praising God for giving you your eyesight.
Chaona vana kuita John Ryan enda kumba uchifara uchirumidza mwari wako nokupa.
It prays to obey.
Zvinobhadhara kuteerera.
He is being told
ari kuudzwa John Ryan
to say go and start rejoicing.
Enda utange kupembera nokufara.
I'm sure we are well acquainted to say when he was selling his newspapers, he will say extra praise God I can see. But before that, when he was coming to service, when the prophet will stand on the pulpit to preach, John Ryan will quieten people. He will say praise God I can see. Glory be to God. This is exactly what the prophet says. I want to believe my precious ushers, my precious deacons, they were quieting him to say you are making noise. But he is saying I am obeying the word of the prophet. The prophet told me. He did not tell you. He told me to say I should praise the Lord. So, brother and sister, in church I am praising my Lord until the prophet declared to leave him alone. Let him praise his God because it is true. Oh, I'm looking for a sister. I'm looking for a brother who has a situation. I don't even care how many years you have been having that. But if you fully obey, you can start testifying to say, praise God, I am going into marriage. Praise God, my marriage, which was on the rocks, has been destroyed. How can you be married and have no children? Brother, it's unscriptural. It is unscriptural. Glory be to God. We read it.
Take us reading about it.
If you fully obey, brother, there shall be none who is barren. If you take the right mental attitude, you can even show it to God. If you have an iPad, whatever, or the Bible, open on that scripture and say, Lord, I like Hezekiah. He then when he received that threatening letter from
Sennacherib,
he said, if I'm going to read, in case I might misread. But he said, oh Lord, that dwelleth between the
cherubims,
open thine eyes and see.
Lord
can read, brother and sister. You can show him and say, Lord, can you start from verse 4 to verse 4? He will move the elements, brother. He will move them elements. We are too much full of complaints and complaining. God comes to
Moses
and tell him, you
Moses,
I want you to go and deliver my children. He starts saying, I cannot speak. I'm of low speech. But who created you, Moses? Who created that tongue? Oh, brother and sister, when we obey, we are saying it pays to obey. It is God who will tell glory be to God. God is so beautiful. He is so awesome. He reigns from heaven above. No wonder why the same Moses, when he was before that sea, he was crying until God said, why do you cry? Speak.
Moses,
we are sick and tired of people who cry. When your mouth you were given to speak, we should speak, brother and sister. I'm remembering
Peter.
Peter was a professional fisherman.
Peter,
a professional one, brother. And he told all night and caught nothing. I want to believe he was telling the truth. Because if he was not telling the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ would have told him to say, Peter, don't exaggerate. Now, look, the Lord Jesus Christ comes to him to Peter. Peter, having heard an all night of fishing and caught nothing, and the Lord is saying, launch unto the deep.
Usiku wose Peter sang bata chuna asipano ishara kuti iwe Peter kanda ruta wapaka zika.
You know, sometimes the word of God, you just have to be a little bit insane.
No, zasho kura mari pango bato gadzi bato ngeza disiduruge pumba bisha musoro mako.
No, some people who are learned in this world, they say insanity is doing the same thing the same time or the same way and expect different results. So, in other words, Peter, to believe the Lord Jesus Christ, he was kind of insane. Because all night he was doing the same thing. Now the Lord Jesus Christ comes and asks him to repeat what he had done the entire night. But we are saying it pays to obey, brother. It pays to obey, brother. Peter said, Lord, we have told all night and caught nothing. But at thy word, Lord, glory be to God. And exactly that is what the Lord wanted. Peter had trouble. Trouble in that. There were now too many blessings. Malachi chapter 3.
Malachi chapter 3.
Try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. And you will have no room enough to contain those blessings. When he looked unto the deep, The net was about to break because there were too many fish in those nets. His boat or his ship, when they were putting the net on his ship, it was about to sink because it was too heavy. He had to ask for help because the blessings were too many. It is possible, brother and sister. You can have problem because there are too many blessings. You are not able to contain them blessings. It is possible. It is scripture. If you can only fully obey, glory be to God. Looking for a sister who is saying, I want to take God at his word. I want to fully obey and see what the Lord will do for me. The Lord will bless you. He does not fail, brother. Glory be to God. Brother, we need the faith like John Ryan. Yes, brother. It was not an issue of saying he was not obeying the prophet. But he was taking him at his word. Led by the Spirit, 17, the prophet says, that's the way it is tonight in the wheelchair. You caught stretchers, whatever you are, if God is making the lead, doctors say you are going to die, doctors, but if something tells you to rise and accept Christ as your healer, start walking. Brother, we are looking at people who obey. You start walking. It's his business to take care of the rest. I haven't moved, Brother Branham. That don't make any difference. If you have never moved, God speaks to your heart. Move.
Famba.
Move.
Famba.
Also, brother and sister, you know your situation. The prophet is saying, if you feel something within you,
he's
telling you to say, I have to do this. Go right ahead and do it. Even if the adversary or the conditions are looking otherwise. Glory be to God. I'm thinking of Elijah. When he had proclaimed that there would be drought, he then went to that widow woman of
Sarepta.
Brother, sometimes when we read this in the Bible, it's almost like a story. Look at a woman. She has run out of almost everything to sustain her life. Now here comes this hefty man. I'm sure because he was well nourished, remember? He was fed of the ravens and he was having lots of water to drink. So I want to believe if he was going to go on the scale was not good enough to contain his
But
here he comes, such a healthy man, to this widow woman, and he is asking for water. He is, on top of that, he is asking for bread or a cake. The normal sense, the woman should have refused, but she said, let me obey. When she obeyed, brother and sister, she had a bellow. He was saying the barrel of oil and the barrel of meal shall not waste. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until that day the Lord sendeth rain upon her head. If she had refused to give the man of God the small little thing she had, she was going to be in trouble. But she sacrificed. She said, I'm going to obey what the word of this man is saying. Whatever he says, do it, brother. Glory be to God. I want to believe the prophet tells us when he was going home and then the plane developed a fault, and in when the plane developed a fault, yes, and landed in Memphis. So when he was going to do the post the letters, now the Holy Ghost spoke to him to say, go back. So he was going this way to post letters, and the Holy Ghost told him to go back and then started guiding his path. He was being told, turn left and right. Now the prophet obeyed. What then happened? He obeyed and it brought healing both of the natural body and the soul of a boy. The Aunt Jemima, she was praying. She was praying to say, I am a widow woman, but I also want this
Elijah.
Now, if Elijah had not obeyed, glory be to God, what was going to happen, brother? Oh, but praise be the name of the Lord. The Lord speaks on both ends. Now this woman, she had prayed. We are looking also for mothers who can claim even their wayward boys, wayward girls. Oh brother, the prophet asked her to pray. The prophet says, you can tell this is a prayer of somebody who knows her God. Rather, you should have a personal relationship with your God. And when you have that personal relationship, you know exactly what to say. You know exactly what brings God down. Oh, brother and sister, even in your home, a husband or a wife, you know exactly which lever to pull when you want something from your husband. When you ask money from your husband and he doesn't give it to you, you know which lever to pull and that money will come out. You know how to approach your God. I'm thinking of Abraham. We can't finish issue of obedience without talking of Abraham. Abraham, yes, he was asked of God to say, your son whom you waited for 25 years, I want you to go sacrifice him. Brother, he obeyed. Glory be to God. And then the angel called out of heaven for the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, says the Lord, because thou have done this thing and not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nation of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So this came as a result. Because he obeyed the voice of God. So brother, we should obey the voice of God. And when we follow, obey the voice of God, God will take care of the rest. Look at Gideon. He was so fearful until he was hiding even his produce from midnight. But here comes the angel of the Lord. When he was fretting, the angel addressed him as the mighty man of valor. I don't believe he said, whom should I listen to, fear or the angel of the Lord? Oh, brother and sister, it pays to obey the voice of God. He delivered the children of Israel as one man because he obeyed the voice of the angel. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I want to be like those lepers who were just instructed to go show yourself to the
priest.
They did not question. To say, Lord, but you are supposed to lay your hands. I read in the scriptures where you say, they shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hey, it happens, brother. If your faith is like that, you won't be healed until somebody lays his hands on
you.
But if you also want, you can say, speak the word. Glory be to God.
Amen.
That centurion, he said, just speak the word. And it happened, brother and sister. So I want to believe, as we are Gentiles, end-time message believers, we take God at his word. We obey God whatever he tells us to do. That's exactly what we'll do. If he says the just shall live by faith, oh brother, whatever your faith is declaring to you, do it. It is your faith. Don't listen to other people. If John Ryan had listened to the ushers and the deacons, he was going to remain blind. Maybe they were saying, according to our church order, you are not supposed to make noise in church. While the minister is preaching? But he said, church order or no church order, I'm going to obey what I was told. Oh, brother, we are looking for sisters with such kind of a rugged faith. Faith that moves mountains. Oh, brother, look at the Hebrew boys. They have faith in their God. They said, you king, we are not going to worship. We are not going to bow down to the idol. Now, such faith moved God. Now God was no longer on his throne. What moved him? It was the rugged faith of these three boys. Look at you, sister. You have a situation. Maybe your cruise is running out of oil. There is a scripture here. Brother, I want to believe. This widow woman, she had prayed to say, Lord, I don't have food. Oh, but I know you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, if you approach him that way, brother, God is able to supply to you. He is not a failure. He knows everything. He even knows even the fish with the coin. Didn't he say, silver and gold is mine? Oh, brother and sister, we are sick and tired, brother. We want this faith that moves situation. The other time we spoke and said, it is known at a company to say the one with the most sick leave days is a sister. It's a brother. Brother, it shows you are not obeying. We are saying it pays to obey. You can say, Lord, that was the last time. If you don't want to be sick, it's your right, brother. He died on the cross of Calvary. By his stripes, I am healed. You can command that sickness to say, sickness, you live now. Whatever disease it is, HIV, cancer, whatever, brother, even this current sickness, you have the right, brother, you spit it out of existence in the name of Jesus. It is possible, brother. This is what we are supposed to do. Those are the exploits, brother. Maybe God through this sickness so that it can stay our faith. You are not farmers. So how can you then visit Brother Campion and say, Brother Campion, I give you rain? He'll be praying to say, Lord, let it not rain so that I can do my work well.
So
those are not exploits. Now he is sending this plague. So that you hear brother and so and sister and so has been struck with the plague. Then you feel, yes, that which I was put on the world has arrived. I'm not going to call Daniel. I'm not going to call help from Daniel. I'm going to speak. I will call that sister. And say, sister so and so. I give you health in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, this is that time, brother. Why we speak, brother? Why did it happen for Moses? It was told. And he spoke. These Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more. I don't hear in history. Does those people were ever seen again? He spoke it into existence. We are also looking for sisters. You are saying this is an opportunity for me to speak things into or things out of existence. The exploit which Daniel wanted to do.
Pray,
God, I'm going to obey. I am going to do those exploits. Some of them are going to see you. Some will simply see those exploits coming into manifestation. I want to be part and parcel of it. So that when we go to heaven, I will also speak of my testimony. Oh, there are also testimonies right now, brother, of people who have been delivered, of sickness on the verge of death. Our God is not a failure. Our God is not a myth. He is a warrior. He is the fighter. He is the provider. Whatever you are in need of, my God is more than ever. If you simply ask of him,
hallelujah,
he will give it to you. God is not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he should repent. Whatever he declared, it will surely come to pass. The issue is, brother, get the stepladder. If you are too short, ask you to say, I want a stepladder. I want those blessings. Abraham's blessings are mine. Go in you are blessed. Go in out you are blessed. It is your right. It is your right, sister.
as the royal seed of Abraham to possess every gate of the enemy, to get those blessings. Rather, it is scripture that you should have trouble in harnessing blessings.
Hallelujah.
Blessings are too many. You don't even know what to do with them. Why should your business go down? Whether you like it or you don't, that business is not going to go down. It will not go down. As long as God's word is being obeyed, I challenge that devil. That devil of poverty. Brother, yes, Lord. Poverty, yes. We should speak it out. Some are failing to come to church because we have got some transport problems. Now we need those cars.
Hallelujah.
We need those cars so that you can come to
church.
If you just have the right mental attitude, with a car. Without a car, you still can go to heaven. So why do you want to go to heaven while you are struggling to come to church when the option was there to say you just start your car and come to church? Satan, you are a loser. You didn't want to mention this, but we are mentioning it. We are finding you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. You cause God's people not to move right. We are binding you against Satan. Listen on our feet.
Some leaders around.